Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, working our way towards 5 o'clock and quitting time. This hour of the show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Carl and I and Chris and the gang, and we got a full house over here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Join the party, pal, and have some fun, man. And we'll talk more about the Falcons defensive coordinator search. Another interviewee today. We'll tell you who that was. But the big story today is rumors, unfounded apparently and reportedly, about Mike Bobo having some health issues, having to step down as Georgia's OC. And we later found out from Rusty Manziel today that that is erroneous. And there's been more reports out there saying that that's some bad information. Whoever dropped that, not going to name names, Johnny. On that note, let's talk to our favorite CEO from your Atlanta Hawks with a huge win, Carl, with the Skyhawks basically taking over. And that's our man, Steve Kuenin. What's up, Steve?
I heard you, you were a little doubtful the other night that we were going to take down the Big Bad Bulls.
If you must know, I would have, yes, if I was a betting man, I would have said this would not have been good, because when you lose four of your five starters on the floor, it didn't seem that it would happen. But Carl can speak to this because he gets to see the Skyhawks more than I do, and those guys stepped up, man.
Steve, he did not know the power in the roster building that's going on down there with the Skyhawks. He had no idea. Listen, I had a friend hit me up, Steve, to your point, and we'll let you answer this, but to Mike's point, he says, Dukes, who's going to score tonight? And I said, what's the problem? Because I was at home. I was, you know, out. And I said, what's the problem? Because I didn't know. And he was like, they just announced Trey's not playing now. And I'm like, we'll be all right. Who they call up? And he said, some guy named Plout. And I said, he can play. Right. And I'll be damned, Steve. The kid showed up.
Yeah, not often do you get 46 points from two guys who played G League the night before.
It's
I'm not going to doubt that one. I will tell you. That's just, I hope people are encouraged that sees what our scouts, what our front office is doing. And the brilliance of what they were doing, and why it kind of makes sense, and Carl, you know this, the Skyhawks are running Coach Quinn's offense with one of Coach Quinn's coaches, with everything is the same. So when they come up and they're plugged in, they know exactly what to do and where to go. Now
it's true.
Yeah, and that's why 95% from the floor. Maybe not.
Yeah, but Steve, that's why it looks so natural for Keaton Wallace to do what he did the other night, and also for Daquan Plowden to shoot the ball the way he did. There was no nervousness, no hesitation. And to your point, that's the reason why. But you're right. I think it's good to see where our scouts are looking and how they're thinking about players. And the fact that we're able to use these guys and utilize them, I mean, if that was, 3, 4, 5 years ago with the Skyhawks not being here, Mike, you're short, you're down probably 8 guys on the bench or whatever. But that was nice. That was a nice win, Steve. I thought it was a gritty win, too. I mean, it's not like the Bulls didn't have anybody out there.
Right. No, I thought it was a great win. And then the coming back against Phoenix the night before, let's not forget, it was a road back-to-back, which has not always been a great thing for us. So I'm really proud of the guys. I'm really proud of our front office and Coach Quinn's group, who have put together a system that becomes really, really valuable when you get these injuries. And hopefully our injury bug goes away in the next few games and everybody's back at full strength, because I was looking at the East the other day, and we haven't played Philadelphia yet, but we've beaten every other team in the East this year.
Right.
And so I'm really curious to see, when healthy, what can we do? And hopefully we'll be healthy very soon.
It is Steve Kuhn and Guys, Hawks CEO, our weekly visit. And, yeah, we were at the arena before the Phoenix game. We learned that Jalen Johnson was out again and that DeAndre was banged up. So it's like, wow. I literally said on the radio before we got off the air, I said, Trey can take all the shots. She kind of did, and it worked out great. Steve, sidebar question. We've got a lovely bartender that works here. Has an NBA team ever thought about doing seat fillers with incredibly hot women to distract the players on the court when they're sitting courtside?
Well, we're fortunate. We're selling out our games, but it's a theory that I'd like to explore, but possibly another time, and certainly not publicly.
Well said. I hear you. No, that was a great win. Two games now over 500. By virtue of that win in Chicago, the Celtics are up next. I know MLK Day. I still think we could have played the game here. I digress. You feel this team is going to be aggressive at the trade deadline, or any idea what the philosophy is going to be?
I do know that we're going to look at a lot. We're already engaging in conversations, as you can imagine. And if the right opportunity, I'm giving you a non-answer answer, so you can stop me anytime. We're going to we're going to see what the opportunities are. I mean, there's obviously we have some needs, but it's playing under this new financial rules could create opportunities. So we'll see. I really don't know, but I'll tell you the work is being done. The work is being done. That I can assure you.
Is there any long-term designation now? Listen, I'm asking this because I have to. But I understand you've got to be careful because it is the NBA and there are bets and things that happen. But we are a little bit concerned about Jalen as a show. And I was going to ask you, is there any kind of long-term injury designation that might be down the road? Or we just, is it day by day? What are we doing as far as him, treatment, and just kind of watching where this is going?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, when you play as physically as he plays, you open yourself up to some nicks and bumps and bruises, and there's no concern. I mean, there's no concern. I think he's missed 7 games, which obviously his presence as a 2010-5, I think Giannis and LeBron and maybe one other player are the only ones who come close to averaging what he is. So it's glaring because he's such a contributor to our squad, but unfortunately it's part of the game.
Steve, I want to follow up. I know you know a lot of folks, obviously, not only in the NBA, being a CEO, but the entertainment business in your former life, and I just want to ask you about these fires in LA and the effect it's had, not only on the league. We've seen, obviously, the NFL move a game. I just saw Stan Kroenke's donating his foundation $1 million. You're just seeing people come out of the woodwork, and you would think that that's going to happen as, you know, those areas try to at least start the process of rebuilding. You've had friends affected, people out there. What are you hearing about the NBA and the Clippers or the Lakers and all that's, you know, because we still got a half the season to play.
Yeah, I was in Miami the early part of the week with all the teams. The Clippers and the Lakers came in to a president's meeting via Zoom. And still have a lot of business interest and a lot of friends in L.A. And whatever way it looks on TV, it's probably 50 times worse in reality. Literally, right. It looks like, you know, the strongest bomb that's ever been known to man has leveled these area fires. Fire is so insidious, and it just ran through out of control. This isn't a 1 or 2 year problem. This is a decade problem. And the conundrum that they're in is, you know, you've got to rebuild the city, but you also have taking it a little bit back to sports. You have to find a way for life to go on as normal. So the NBA has actually played games in Los Angeles this past week, and we're an indoor sport versus an outdoor because, you know, when your home burns, so does a lot of things that never should be burning, computers and a lot of, you know, very difficult things. So air quality, which has always been challenged in Los Angeles anyway, and the environment is really going to be stressed. And then you have the Olympics 3.5 short years away. You have as we're so excited about World Cup coming to Atlanta, I think you have 6 or 7 World Cup games. You have a Super Bowl there in 27. And so you've got all these big events coming, but you've got to prioritize the day-to-day life of all of these people who have been displaced. So, you know, we've made contributions, did a lot of GoFundMe for people that are connected. And, you know, we're working with the Y to make sure, and the Y MCAs are our partner, to make sure that we're sending goods and services out there to help people. And I just urge everybody, do whatever you can, because these people are going to need help, and it's not short-term, it's long-term.
It is the Hawks CEO guy, Steve Kuhne, with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're live at Twin Peaks here in Buckhead. Steve, for those who don't know, is also a TV executive, worked at Coca-Cola for many years, and then many years at Turner, so he gets the TV business. We were reporting earlier in the Blitz, Roger Goodell continues to bang the drum, maybe not so subtly now, Steve, saying, hey, it's just the next logical conclusion. NFL would move to 18 games. I know we've talked about it. You know, hell, I'm fine with the NFL going all the way to St. Patrick's Day. Do you ever feel the NBA would pivot? Because, you know, a couple of months ago, years ago, you've talked about saying, you know, wouldn't it be the worst idea for the NBA to start their season a little bit later? Would that ever be a reality?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Buddy? You know, based on the success that I've had with doing this, no. But, you know, I will say that the NFL playing on a Wednesday on Christmas certainly got people's attention. And also, the media world's changing. You know, in the old days, advertisers wanted you to be done before the third quarter started because there's more ad dollars in June. Well, with streaming and all the things that are going on, you know, in the innovation of delivering TV, there's always a possibility. So I just think that you got to give football its credit, and especially here in the South. Let's be honest. Football is king here in the South. And when football's over, basketball comes to the forefront, and basketball winding down, we start paying attention to baseball. It's just kind of our Southern calendar. So when people talk about having multiple sports in town, I consider the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech professional sports. And, I mean, before they became professional sports with paying players and everything, because the passion's so high. So I would love to see us start our season later. That's, you know, something that I think makes all the sense in the world. And, look, we had NBA games in the Olympics in August that were delivering 20 million people audiences, bigger than the NBA Finals. So don't tell me there's not an audience available.
No, that's true. I agree with you. I think you're 100% right, Steve. You should be calling the shots. Hey, man, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week, my brother.
By everybody who's in town enjoying our fair city, enjoy our city. It's a hell of a place. Who do we like, Notre Dame or Ohio State? I hadn't had time to listen.
Ohio.
Yeah, we like the hairless nuts in this one, Steve.
Ohio State.
The hairless nuts. That's what we're going to leave our listeners with.
It's accurate. Look it up. Look up.
Mom,
Google,
I'm sorry. I'll look for another job starting Monday.
That's our man. That's our boy, Steve Kooten.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.